many people that also their families might be home, their kids are home from school. So there's a lot going on. It would be really easy to get overwhelmed. The world is kind of at a quieter place right now. Big goals or these big plans, you know, things we want to get to, and we don't even know where to start.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit? Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm very excited to introduce to you today Chelsea Brooke. Chelsea is a professional counselor and pathfinder coach, helping introverts get recognized at work and helping organizations learn to properly engage and lead introverted staff. Today, we'll be talking about how to manage change during COVID-19 and beyond. So with no further ado, Chelsea, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? I'm doing great.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, so why don't you give us a little bit again of your history and what you're passionate about?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, I'm a professional counselor and also a Pathfinder coach. And what I really do is help HR managers specifically learn how to properly lead and engage all team members. I've found that a lot of times, especially with introverts, we tend to be overlooked and we get not recognized enough at work, even when we should be. We're often in our head and we often think a lot. And so because of that, I really wanted to help HR learn how to properly, you know, engage and lead us so that they can get the best, because we're often super productive and it's going to be a lot more helpful for the organizations as well to learn how to do that. And then also from the introvert perspective, I teach introverts how to really find their passion, develop more self-belief in who they are, and then learn the necessary mindset skills to make sure they're getting seen and recognized at work as they need to.
Okay. So our topic today is about how do we manage changes during the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond. So what's the best way to manage social isolation?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I know that I'm sure that your audience has both extroverts and introverts, so I'll be sure to include both. But since there's so much uncertainty going on right now, there's so much that we don't know. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know what the future will exactly look like. So I've been working a lot with my clients on learning how to focus on what we can control, especially when there's so much that we can't control and so much uncertainty. And so part of the ways that you can really do that is starting, first of all, just with your routine. A lot of people now have, you know, transitioned to remote work. And for many people that also their families might be home, their kids are home from school. So there's a lot going on. It would be really easy to get overwhelmed. So owning your schedule as much as possible, especially your morning routine, making to-do lists, you know, feeling productive is really important, because we can all just kind of get in a slouch and feel super overwhelmed, and that can lead to procrastination. So like I said, owning your schedule, having that morning routine set up, making to-do lists and staying productive in that way is going to be super helpful during this uncertain time.
Very good. So and how should we stay connected during this social isolation? What's the best way, or one of those ways?
Yeah. And we definitely do need to stay connected because we're actually required, you know, to have social distancing, to kind of be socially isolated. But that can really take a toll on us mentally and emotionally. So from that perspective, making sure that you're still calling. Luckily, now we have technology where we can do video chats, so you can still, you know, stay connected, see what's going on with others, and make sure that you're not just focusing on, you know, what's going on in the uncertainties. Of course, you want to get your fears out. You want to talk to other people about how they're dealing with things and how they're coping, but also remember to think about the future. Remember to think about, you know, at some point we're all going to be released. We're going to be asked, you know, to go back to work, or at least to the new normal. And so remembering to plan ahead as well, talk with each other about, your goals and what that might look like, and helping each other work through that too.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, very good. And then many people are so anxious, they're fearful. How do we deal with those anxieties during this uncertain time?
Yeah, a great question. I think on a global and cultural level, we're all feeling just very anxious, very uncertain. And so, as I said, one of the best ways that I've been working with my clients on addressing that is focusing on what you can control. And, you know, allowing yourself to, like, all of these feelings are so normal. Processing through all of these, recognizing that it's okay that you feel uncertain, that you feel overwhelmed right now. A lot of people I've been talking to just say that they don't really feel like themselves. Like, they just feel like they're in a slump. They're procrastinating. They feel unmotivated. So knowing that that's okay, but taking the time to express that, whether it's through writing, whether it's through, you know, journaling, gardening, being out in nature, and taking inventory of where you're at now in life and where you want to be afterwards. The world is kind of at a quieter place right now. And so we can really take this time to, you know, consider, where do I want to be when all of this is over? Maybe I'm in a job that I really wasn't happy with, or maybe I always wanted to work from home and now I get to see what that's like. And how can I advocate that for that in the future when we're all released again and things go back to normal, or at least a new normal? So taking that time to understand that it's okay to be where you're at, but then also planning for the future as well.
Yeah, and at the beginning, you know, you're focusing on introverts, and you mentioned, of course, not everybody's an introvert, the extroverts as well. How do those two type of people deal with this kind of social isolation?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And, you know, it's kind of a myth that introverts don't like to be around people, or that we don't like people. We're often thought of in that way, but that's not really the case. But we do gain our energy from being alone as opposed to being around other people. So I think in that way, introverts might be handling the social isolation a little bit better. For extroverts, they tend to gain their energy from being around other people. So it's going to be especially important for them to, you know, make sure you're still connecting with family and friends, and with technology and social media now, that's a lot easier to do. So for the extroverts, making sure that you're still, you know, picking up the phone, having those video chats, staying connected with people so you can keep your energy up. For the introverts, now we have a lot more time alone generally than we did before, especially if we're doing remote work now, but we still need that meaningful connection as well. So make sure that you're not getting stuck in that overwhelm and the overthinking, reaching out to other people, talking about the future and talking about your goals and plans as well.
Great. And do you have any suggestions for us? How can we stay productive at working from home?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big one. I know that a lot of people are struggling with right now, especially if you've got kids at home or family at home too. So as I said before, you know, owning your schedule and owning your routine is really important. Something that I do that I suggest that my clients do a lot is, you know, writing down three things the night before that are going to be your top tasks in the morning or the next day. And you try to knock those out right away. So the next day, you know, oftentimes we feel overwhelmed or sluggish getting our morning going, which can affect the rest of the day. So by having that list, those three top priorities prepared for the night before, it makes getting up, getting that momentum and that motivation going immediately in the morning, that can really set you up for a much more positive day. And just keeping to-do lists, especially right now, staying organized is going to be super important. So whether that's, you know, things that you want to do at home, family activities that you want to do, and then making sure that you're keeping up with your work schedule as well, and, you know, any responsibilities that you have, and staying in contact with people there too. So owning your routine, having those to-do lists, and having those top three priorities listed out the night before can really help you stay productive.
Yeah. Now, I mean, procrastination, and especially when it comes down to things that we know we should do, but we're really not motivated to do so. Do you have any suggestions so can overcome procrastination?
Yeah, procrastination is a big one. And I will say, especially for us introverts, we already have a tendency to overthink and overanalyze. And feeling overwhelmed is like at the core of procrastination. So one of the biggest things to help with procrastination is, first of all, you know, to write things down and to set short and long-term goals. A lot of times we get overwhelmed and we procrastinate because we have these big goals or these big plans, you know, things we want to get to, and we don't even know where to start. And so we procrastinate, we do something else that's easier, but that it doesn't ultimately lead us to our goal. So setting those shorter goals and then giving yourself small rewards as you're working toward them can be super helpful. Big thing for overcoming procrastination is getting that momentum and that motivation going. So as easy as you can make it for yourself to set things out the night before, to give yourself those small rewards, and to make short-term goals like daily goals or even hour-by-hour goals can right. really be helpful in fighting that procrastination.
Awesome. And I'm actually, maybe one last question. How do you make most out of the current changes and really prepare yourself so when things are back to normal, when we're released again?
Yeah, and right, we don't know when that's gonna be, but as I said before, one of the things that we can do is focus on what we can control. And so this is really an important time just to get clear on where you're at now and where you wanna be. As I said, many people are, you know, working from home now, having that remote work experience. So maybe you find that you like that or you don't like that. Take this time to, you know, work through some of the things that maybe normally you didn't before, you didn't have time for, you just didn't make a priority. So looking at what job you have right now, just where your life is in all these different areas, relationship, career, I know finances is a big thing right now. And so planning for the future, we don't know exactly when, you know, things will go back to normal or what that new normal will look like. But just sitting down and having those goals and those plans and the things that you want to start working toward can right. really help you stay motivated and make the most out of this time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for connecting with us today. People can reach you on thepathfinderforyou.com. That's thepathfinderforyou.com. And you actually offer free training series for introverts on how to find your passion, develop greater self-confidence, and create a resilient mindset. That's at thepathfinderforyou.com/free. And you're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at The Pathfinder For You. Again, Chelsea, thank you so much for being with us today. Do you have any closing thoughts?
I just think it's so great that you're talking about this right now, and I really hope that these tips and strategies will help us all learn how to make the most out of this time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let's stay all stay healthy and be productive nevertheless. And thanks again. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you.